Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Did you say to me that Sean was in there watching cartoons?
Yeah. He was watching Roadrunner. Opened up the door and he's watching the Roadrunner.
If it catches you, you're through.
He was.
Just start the morning off with a giggle.
Eating a boiled egg, watching the Roadrunners. He and Dylan were just laughing their asses off. Well, and I'm like, what are you guys doing this morning? Aren't you participating at all? What's going on in there?
I think that coyote would know that big bomb from Acme does not do anything.
By the way, speaking of coyotes, it's mating season for coyotes right now. Really? And they say, do not... I mean, like, literally, do not take your dog out right now, because the coyotes are in mating season, and they'll eat them.
They find the dogs attractive.
Yeah, and then they eat them. So, they said, watch out. It's, like, bad coyote season right now. Nasty. And it was weird, because I just heard the report, and sure enough, the night before last, oh, I hate that sound.
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad. I moved from a condo that was near an open space. And I hated hearing
because
you would hear the kills.
Yes.
And late at night, you would hear the squealing. You could just tell something nasty was going on out there in that field. I know it's nature, it's animals doing their thing, but I didn't like listening to it.
No, especially when you're worried, like, it's your cat or your dog.
Somebody's cat or dog.
My cat got it.
Yeah.
Poor Clifford.
I know. It was a bad day for Clifford.
Love that cat.
I know you did.
I want Clifford back.
Try not to think about
it. Okay, I won't.
Mauling by a coyote.
Hey! No, the worst was when Mike, my neighbor, called me and asked me what I wanted him to do with the parts.
Oh, boy.
I was like, did you have to put it like that?
Yeah. I don't think I would have called you. I would just, you know, have told you that nothing was left.
Yeah, don't call me and ask me what to do with the parts.
You don't want the parts back. What are you going to do with the left leg? Huh? What are you going
to
do with it?
Okay, this is real to me. This is my cat. It's not funny.
I feel like enough time's passed, though, that I can mention that.
No. Clifford, I love that cat.
I know you did.
No, I loved that cat.
I can see it in your face right now. I know you did.
Anyway, all right.
Wiping a tear.
Did you see me?
I did.
Actually, my eye itched.
I thought you were wiping a tear.
Yeah, so sad. I loved you, Clifford. You were a good cat. I loved you, man. All right, anyway, man, this R. Kelly, they're on him. So last night, R. Kelly was having his birthday party at some bar, I guess, in Chicago. And then somebody called the police and said, hey, R. Kelly's here, and I think he has an arrest warrant. So, the cops showed up. They said that he doesn't have an arrest warrant, but they're all over this guy. They're like, they're tailing
him. They've turned on him.
Yeah.
You see a lot of people now coming out and saying things. In fact, Lady Gaga did yesterday.
Yep, she did. Lady Gaga yesterday said that the song that she did with him in 2013, Do What You Want, was the name of the song, was a huge mistake. And she said she's going to make sure it's never played again anywhere.
Yeah, she's taking it off of iTunes, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so... she was, at one time, remember, she defended this guy. These rumors started flying back in 2013, I think it was, and she literally came out and defended R. Kelly. Now she's starting to see the light here.
Yeah, so she wants no part of it. A lot
By
of people are saying that. Yeah.
I see a trend coming, and I'll tell you why, okay? Remember when Harvey Weinstein was busted, and then just, man, every single day we had name after name after name of Hollywood celebs, Matt Damon, all kinds of people. Now, nothing ever came of it, but the rumors started flying of their actions and how they've been treating women and all that.
Yeah.
Remember that snowball effect that was? Well, this R. Kelly docuseries, I think, is about to start a new one. Here's why. It was announced yesterday, a new docuseries that's going to bury the Jackson family is coming out on Michael Jackson.
What else could they say about him? I feel like we know everything.
I feel like...
I watched one that was so disturbing about that little boy whose dad was that dentist.
Yeah.
And that little boy was like talking about being on the airplane and drinking Jesus juice and all that stuff. And then his dad took his own life because he had so much guilt about letting his son travel with Michael.
I think timing is everything. Okay. If these, like R. Kelly, for an example, this stuff came out years ago, guys, but nobody did anything about it. But now we're in this very sensitive little period here that when things are said or these docuseries airs, it seems to be taken more seriously. And so I think this time around, it might open some eyes to what was going on at Neverland. I think it's called Never Leaving Neverland or something.
Isn't it part of the Sundance Film Festival?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, but they're saying it could come to TV and that it will bury Michael Jackson's legacy.
But speaking of Weinstein, this guy keeps getting breaks. So I thought this was going to be a really powerful trial. I was kind of looking forward to it. Ashley Judd, if you remember, she basically said that Harvey ruined her career because she wouldn't, mess around with him. And then he blacklisted her in Hollywood. Because if you remember, we saw Ashley Judd as an amazing actress. Yeah. She was on everything. She was just an up-and-comer, and she was winning awards. And then she just went away. We didn't see her. Well, it's because Harvey called the shots and said, nope, but nobody hire her because she wouldn't put out. And so now, though, the judge has dismissed the sexual harassment case.
Yeah. I've told you this from the beginning, that Harvey Weinstein will not be convicted. He's not going to be convicted.
Something crazy.
They're going to use that a lot of these women that he slept with or exposed himself to or whatever, they knew what was going on. They knew that they were doing this to get a leg up in, so to speak, in Hollywood. And that it was consensual.
Crazy. The whole thing is crazy.
And it's starting to fall apart. Every single case against him is starting to fall apart.
I know. It's really irritating. I was mad for Ashley Judd.
They have certain testimonies now from police officers that actually told some of these women to delete certain text that showed that they were in consent with Harvey. And they have that. And that right there is enough to throw out the case.
What else do I have to tell you? Oh, God. Oh, somebody wants to know where the R. Kelly show, where we can watch. It's on Lifetime, friends. It's called Surviving R. Kelly. It's on Lifetime.
I got a feeling that if you you go online, that you could probably see it on a stream.
Yeah, probably.
So you don't have to watch the commercials and do all that.
I have made a huge boo-boo in life.
What'd you do?
Well, you know, I feel like I'm kind of hip and cool when it comes to television stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the Dirty John, I'm on it. I know about it. It's cool. The R. Kelly stuff, I know about it. It's cool. I want you guys to watch it. And I tell y'all that what to... Well, I told you the dumbest show ever was The Masked Singer. Well, guess how wrong I am.
Yeah.
It's getting huge ratings.
It sure looks that way.
People are talking about this stupid show.
Yeah. I didn't know about it until you brought it up yesterday, and I played along and said, hey, you know what? Yeah, it sounds dumb, but yeah. I guess it's not.
No, people love this stupid show.
We got to give it a chance, I guess. I'm going to have to watch it, I guess.
Well, so I've never been this wrong in my life. I mean, I've been wrong.
Now, how many have aired?
I don't know.
Has it been on for a while, or I'm completely lost on The Masked Singer?
When I was in Charlotte, I saw one episode. That's the only one I saw. I don't know.
Huh.
And that's when the football player was revealed. So last night it was another Masked Singer. Here's what you're missing when you don't want here. Just play number three. What is this? Huh?
What do you mean?
What clip is that?
It's number three.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm getting like a Bella Hadid vibe right now.
Okay. Thank you.
What was that all about?
So you don't know who's singing, and she's dressed as an alien, and she sang really well, and we're like, what is that? Who is it? Oh my God, it's crazy. I don't know who it is.
I think you need the video for that one. I don't think that sold it.
All right, go to number
really,
five. Go to number
really
five.
I don't understand what that
this
was.
This is
about.
A poodle singing.
Okay,
number five, a poodle.
A poodle is singing.
Yeah. Like a wave,
whose voice is that?
She's got a hot body, Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda.
Well, she's clearly a performer that's comfortable on
age. Look at her. You know that you were born to be.
Again, you probably should have the video. The Masked Singer is taking off, and I hate it. God, I hate it. Why do you people like it?
It's so good.
I don't see it last
night. I watched it.
You did?
I watched it last night, and it's really good.
It's
because
so fake.
You've got these people in these outfits singing, and I thought it was going to be fake as well. But
it
then
is fake.
When I heard the pineapple sing, I knew exactly who he was when he started singing, and he had given some clues. So I felt like I was interacting in the show. I liked it.
What network is this on?
Fox.
But like they come out
and
on stage.
Hold on a second. But here's the thing. They keep saying these big names. Like they keep going like Lady Gaga, Jane Fonda. None of these people are going to be behind these masks. Nobody.
There could be,
it's never going to be an A-lister. And if it's an A-lister, their career's over. So stupid.
Last night they revealed Tommy Chong. I mean, he's an A-lister.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a household name.
We know so far it's going to be Donny Osmond revealed. It was some football player I've never heard of in my life. And Tommy Chung. But they keep going, oh my God, is that Madonna? They literally, BJ, that's what they say. Like they throw out these big names and it's never going to be a big name.
It's not going to last long. It may have a little pizzazz right now, but it's not going to last long.
I think this is the next big thing.
Really?
Somebody said, hey, BJ, it's only been 2 episodes so far. I love The Masked Singer. It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
I have a love-hate relationship with it. The Masked Singer is terrible. And the judges are so awful and corny. Don't waste your time. Exactly. The judges are stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb.
It is so dumb.
Wow. I want to hear Tommy Chung.
Okay, fine. So now.
Here's what I don't understand.
Okay.
There's no way in hell anyone's going to guess Tommy Chong.
That's what I mean.
That is so rigged. It's unbelievable. He's not even a singer to begin with. He's an actor that was around 30 years ago. Nobody would sit there and watch a pineapple and say, oh my gosh, that's Tommy Chong.
I did.
Yeah, right, Sean.
I did. The clues. He gave out clues like he's an old school actor comedian. He gave out clues like he was had survived a terminal illness. And another one of his clues was he was living life and he was letting the past go up in smoke. Those were his clues. I knew right then it had to be Tommy Chong. And then when I heard him start singing, it was a no-brainer.
Because you've heard him sing before.
No, I have not heard him sing, but
thank
I heard
you.
Him
speak. That made no but sense heard, then.
One of the judges guessed it was Tommy Chong.
That's why I'm saying it's rigged.
But that they also guessed it was a football player the last time. And I'm telling you right now, there was no way anybody knew it was going to be that
exactly.
football player.
It's all contrived.
It is contrived.
It's a TV
because
show.
Because I was like, oh, they had to tell those contrived. Guys to yes. guess that guy.
Nobody would know. What Antonio Brown sounds like singing, Jamie, would they?
No.
No one.
No.
It doesn't make sense. You know, if you had people behind the mask like a Daryl Hall or something like that, that has multiple hits out there, and then you made a guess, then I understand it. But Tommy Chong and Antonio Brown, a receiver for the Steelers?
And now we know that Donny Osmond is the peacock. Remember? Because, what's her name? Marie. Let it slip. I have to say, I love The Masked Singer. It's one of the best shows on TV. My husband and I have guessed correctly on which people were unmasked. Really? Really?
All right. Well, you guys enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
And like
you
I said, what? I it, started out saying I was wrong.
Yeah. Hey, it's no big deal. If you enjoy it, enjoy it. I don't think it's something that, you know, is going to be my cup of tea, but hey, that's okay.
It is okay. You
Everybody,
like the Keeping Up with the Kardashians and Snooki.
Right. Yeah, I like Jersey Shore myself, yeah, so. You know?
Right. Anyway, I can't wrap my head around it, but you know what? You guys go, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of Madonna, somebody said this. Did you see her butt? You know, we were on vacation when that butt came out. Did you see her butt implants?
Who?
Madonna.
I did see her.
What is she doing?
That's not real.
What do you mean it's not real?
That's got to be fake. That's not real.
What do you mean? What's
It came out that one day. There's no other word about it.
Well, she came out and said, I don't appreciate being shamed. So you think she just put pads in?
Yep, I do. Mm. It can't be real. There's no way that's real.
Why can't it
when
be?
You look at the picture, let's see if Schmidel.
Have you ever seen Catwoman?
Can you go and find that picture of Madonna and the butt implants, please?
So yep. You think she just put big old pads in there just to get attention?
Absolutely.
Oh.
She's known for that. She's known for just getting attention.
She's also known for a lot of weird plastic surgery lately.
Yeah, but this butt, guys, is the size of a Buick. It is huge. I mean, it's...
A Buick.
It's bigger than Kim Kardashian.
It's
on Madonna. Yeah, okay, yeah. And you get a picture, and she's got her pants on, and all you see is, you know, the shape of... It. There's no way that's real. There's no way.
It is hideous.
I saw it, and that's first thing. I had that whole hashtag fake news go off because it just
doesn't make sense. Well, the picture is real. The picture's real.
Yeah. I think the picture's real. There's no doubt about that. But that's not a permanent butt.
What if it is?
Nah, that's a loner.
What if she did that to her butt?
You think so?
I didn't when I saw it. I thought it was Photoshopped when I first saw it because it's so hideous. And so weird, and it's so over the top that I thought it was Photoshopped. So I didn't even believe the picture at first. Right. I was like, wow, we've all been duped. But then when she made a statement about it saying, you know, it's my body and I can do whatever I want, whatever she said, I was like, oh, crap, she's acknowledging that that was a real picture. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think she's just playing with us because I've yet to see a picture since then. That's the only picture we've seen.
So she just put in pads like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We should do that.
So, like, you remember when the water bra was a thing? Do you remember the water bra?
Yeah, I do.
And it was a bra, and it had, like, water in it, and it was, and men would get really upset because all of a sudden, you'd go out with this girl, and her boobs would be on your floor. Like, two big boobs on the floor. Really? And you're like, what the hell happened? So maybe they're making water butts.
Maybe. Oh, could be. Maybe.
Maybe it's a big old water butt. I don't know. The whole thing is crazy.
It could be. I don't buy it.
Yeah. I've run out of time, but I wanted to talk about Gwyneth Paltrow bringing her ex-husband to her honeymoon. Mm. Is that the weirdest thing you've ever heard in your life?
Yeah, it is.
What is wrong with those two people?
I don't know. They're weird.
They're so weird.
They're so weird.
I would never bring my ex-husband to my... Would you bring your ex-wife to your honeymoon?
Well, not only that, but what's your current husband going to say?
I mean,
doesn't he have... I mean, he obviously has no say-so whatsoever in that relationship.
It's so weird, isn't it?
It makes no sense.
The next tablet trash, I have the audio from it. I know I ran out of time, but it's just weird.
I think everybody can agree to that.
Okay. Oh, good. So I said something right for once. All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.